Al, it's time to pick things up where we left them last week. Last week we looked at my previous 10 Game of the Years and we ranked them accordingly. And now we're going to look at Al's Game of the Years from the past 8 years.
That's me.
And rank them accordingly. Yes, that's what we're doing this week here on the Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. It's a podcast where we have conversations about video games, anime, and manga. Hello, I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc, Al, and Lady
Hello.
This is episode 423, and yeah, we're going to rank Al's Game of the Years.
Games of the year.
She's got eight of them. There's a lot of JRPGs here. Mm-hmm. It's JRPG heavy. We're going to talk a lot about JRPGs. that's the thing. So yeah, Al's been doing this since...
The good news is you've played most of these.
I have played all of these.
Okay, since 2017.
Since 2017, yeah, so...
Okay, I couldn't remember if you'd played Psychonauts or not.
I did, yes.
Cool, cool. So you played all of them. So we're not going to run into a situation...
every single game here, yes.
...of last week where I had not played some of them.
Yeah. I can have an opinion on every single video game here.
Hell yeah, I'm ready for opinions!
Yes. Al, would you like to run through your games of the year?
Sure.
Starting with 2017 through 2024.
Okay, so you want me to start 2017?
Yes.
2017 was The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. 2018 was Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Torna, the Golden Country, which is technically a DLC, but it's basically a full game, so it counts. 2019 was Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 3. 2019 was Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 4.
I don't think that's possible. It can't 2019 can have two games of the year.
What? Did I do it wrong?
You said 2019, then 2019 again.
I don't remember dates. What year am I on? 17, 18, 19. So 2020 was Cold Steel 4. 2021 was Psychonauts 2. 2022 was I, the Somnium Files, Nirvana Initiative, which was one that we had matching. I guess Breath of the Wild matched too. 2023 was Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, and 2024 was Metaphor ReFantazio.
Yes, indeed.
Mostly RPGs.
Mostly RPGs. That is correct. So yeah, lots of JRPGs here. Two series very much accounted for here, with two different games. But yeah, now we got to put this in a ranking order, starting with the bottom. What, Al? Do you have any idea where you're going with this? Have you thought about this at all, or is it just kind of like brain help?
I mean, we did just decide to do this, so I haven't thought about it too hard yet.
Right. Spoilers.
But looking at this list, I think number 8 is a pretty easy choice for me.
Okay.
And I don't know if you would agree or not, but I would put Psychonauts 2 at number 8.
Interesting. I thought that would be higher up, honestly.
The rest of these are really good.
I mean, yeah, but you're also like a big Psychonauts fan.
I'm a huge Psychonauts fan, but also I'm a huge Zelda fan and a huge Trails fan and a huge Fujikoshi fan. So, like, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and disagree with you. This is your list.
No, it's a group list. We're working together.
I'm just surprised. I figured it would have been a little higher up.
Where would you have thought it had gone?
I don't know, really, because like you said, there's a lot of heavy hitters here. Maybe like at least at number 6, maybe, but I don't know like what you would put below it. Yeah.
Again, as we said last week, all these are really f-ing good games.
Right, yeah.
So number 8 doesn't mean it's bad. It's just the rest of these are heavier hitters for me.
Sure. All right, well, what do you think is at number 7, then?
Hmm. this is gonna be hard.
I told you, yeah. Trust me, I felt the stress last week, so now I'm just in the catbird seat. I'm just like, relax, yeah, put my hands up, put my feet up. It's like, ah.
No, you need
chilling.
To. You gotta participate with me.
No, I'm participating. I'm not stressed. I'm relaxed.
All right, this one.
Max relaxed.
This one might actually surprise you. I don't know if it will or not, but it might.
Okay.
I'm thinking metaphor.
Ooh, that is interesting.
Because I'm looking at the rest of these and like metaphor is really, really good. It may be me trying to do like an anti-recency bias type thing.
Sure.
I'm not sure, but some of the rest of them, I'm just like, it hit harder for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable.
So I think you would probably find this surprising, but that's where it's going to land, I think. I think.
Not really what I would expect, but again, like, you know, it's hard to really gauge what the latest game would be or where it would like land on this list, really.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Like I said, it's hard because, like, there hasn't been any real longevity to it yet. Like, it came out, what, October last year?
Yeah, so, like, you haven't had time to, like, sit with it and have it stew and just, like, marinate for you as I can just continue making food references.
Right, but, like, last week we were talking about, like, how, like, I couldn't get Nirvana Initiative out of my head. Right?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
I couldn't
yeah.
get Breath of the Wild out of my head. And, like, Metaphor hasn't been quite like that, except for Stroll. Like, Stroll never leaves my head for some reason. But like it's a very, very good game and I like the direction that Atlas is going with that. I hope that they continue to go in that direction and not like the weird directions. Like I said, I may be pushing like in a extreme direction because I don't want to be like recency, like, oh, I just played this so it's really good type thing.
Right.
But again, like, I think 7 is a good number.
Lucky number 7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that used to be your number for Game of the Year. It's 7 games.
7
that's
games.
It.
That's it.
All right. Well, tell me about your 6th game on this list.
Oh, now it's starting to get dicey. I'm trying to remember where Strike Throughs are on.
Format text, I believe is where it is.
Nahone, thank you.
Of course.
That way I just know where I am. Number six.
You still got 2 Zelda games up here. You still got 2 Trails games up here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of heavy hitters still on the board.
Uh-huh. And Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Torna, which...
like I said, that's a heavy hitter.
For the record, is the only Xenoblade that Jared likes.
Well, no, that's not technically true.
You liked Future Connected.
Yes, exactly. I like it when they do these small DLCs. When they make big games, I'm not that interested because they're very bloated and long.
You should try 3. You really should. It's very good. I'm going to throw you off so hard now.
Okay.
I think 6 is going to be Trails of Cold Steel 4.
Ooh, interesting. I honestly thought, so I guess in my head I would have put, I guess maybe this would have been me, but I think I would have put 4 above 3. But I can see the argument either way.
Do you remember how 3 ended?
Yeah.
I have not stopped thinking about that. That is like, obviously Trails, when they do things, like they like to end on some cliffhangers that hit heavy when they do cliffhangers. Like Sky 1 had it. Cold Steel 1 had it. And then Cold Steel 3 had it. Cold Steel 3 went so hard
mm-hmm.
that I was just like, what do you mean that's where it ends? What do you mean that's where it ends? What are we going to do?
Yeah, I get that. I think for me personally, I've just been more of a fan of like the getting the answers games than the setting up games in particular. But that, again, that's just a personal preference.
No, that's fair. You're also a fan of like getting the game back together type games too, which is something that they do in 4.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you get the whole like pep talk of like, hey, we're going to go do this thing and we're the new kids and we're not scrubs. That's not what they say, but it's really good.
No, it's 100%. That's a direct quote.
It's really good, though. Okay. That's what I'm sticking with. 4.
Okay. Number 5.
So I'm curious how this is matching up with your thoughts so far.
Not at all.
What would your number 8 have been?
Cold Steel 3.
Wow. What would your number 7 have been?
Maybe Psychonauts.
Okay. Number 6?
I think Metaphor might have slotted in here, maybe.
Okay.
Like Metaphor or Torna.
Well, I do think number 5 is going to be Torna.
Okay.
A
very good expansion to a not good game.
I mean, I have fonder feelings about Xenoblade Chronicles 2 than you do. I still think it's a good game. It's not.
Tell me about your thoughts about the gacha in that game. Tell me about how you love getting Cosmos in that game.
Do you hate me?
See, this is why Torna is a much better game, because A, they stripped out all the gotcha in it.
Mm-hmm.
None of that's there.
They stripped out a lot of the like weird sexualization stuff.
Yes. It's like 80 hours less.
Yeah.
It's straight to the point.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't like just mess around. It gets to the point of the story. You understand it. It's a better story.
Battle system's better.
Like, come on, what more do you need?
I mean, like, Cross and 2 are now my, like, bottom tier Xenoblade. But I still don't dislike 2. But Torna is the better game, and I fully...
It's so good.
I fully admit that. Like, the music's good, the setting's good, the characters are good, it's interesting. Like, it is very good. I forgot that I was supposed to be doing things.
Yeah, like I said, I think Monolith is at its best when they are making these like shorter form RPG experiences, because they don't have to like stretch out their stories to just exorbitant lengths or anything. They just like, you get straight to the point. Everything is concise. It hits much better in those aspects, and just like they're able to create this like overall better package when it's just much shorter in length than it is when it's like a 100-hour long game that takes 30 bajillion years to get through.
I'm bummed for you that you can't just get Future Redeemed on its own instead of Xenoblade 3, because I'm sure it would be the same case for you that you would.
Yeah, I bet. I remember the stuff you told me about that. I was like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's really good. And you also get big, beefy Rex. What was that reaction?
Those sure were some choices in that game.
Good choices, right?
They were interesting, to say the least.
Good choices, right? Okay. So yeah, Torna is number 5.
Number 4.
This is where it's gonna get really hard.
Yeah, it doesn't get easier any further up.
No. What am I gonna do here?
What are you gonna do here?
Mm-hmm. What am I gonna do here?
What are you gonna do here?
Okay, this might go against what I said last week. I don't remember.
Okay.
But I think Tears of the Kingdom is gonna go in four.
Interesting. Interesting.
Interesting. Tears of the
Yes.
Kingdom is very, very good. And the crafting is fun. But I think about Breath of the Wild a lot. Don't hit my shoe. What is wrong with you? Hey.
Yeah, I think I can understand that. Like Tears of the Kingdom is a better
It
game.
is.
But it's hard to replicate that first experience with Breath of the
Like
Wild.
walking out of that, like the place where you were asleep and coming out on the like edge and looking at destroyed Hyrule is just like, oh my God. And you know, there's the tragedy and everything with Zelda having to like figure out what she's doing with her powers and failing and you know, is roof.
Yeah. Like Tears of the Kingdom, like obviously has much more stuff in it. I think it's a better game overall, like we said.
Yeah.
But like if you've played Breath of the Wild and you played Tears of the Kingdom, like I think the experience isn't as impactful in Tears of the Kingdom, which I think is something that kind of holds it back as it is in Breath of the Wild, because obviously like that's your first time playing one of these, first time seeing a open world Zelda game. And I think the stuff they did with it being a little bit more minimalistic in Breath of the Wild helped it help that exploration part of the exploration parts of the game more so than it did in Tears of the Kingdom, where there's just a lot more stuff to see, and that can kind of be a damper on things a little bit because there's maybe a little too much to do in that game. And it's just hard to really compare something to like the first time you really get to experience that type of thing.
Right.
Like you're gonna have fonder memories probably of that than you are when you do it again. So.
Okay, now we're in the top three.
Top three, number three. Tree.
Booby dooby doop boop boop. What's gonna go here? Think it's gonna be Trails of Cold Steel 3.
Alrighty.
I think. That sounds right. I don't know why I'm saying it sounds right, as if there's like an actual correct answer.
There is. You have to make sure we're testing you on this. We're going to grade this afterwards and make sure you have all the correct answers.
I failed. All good.
Marking. All right. Marking, marking, marking,
Market,
marking,
market.
marking.
Okay.
Yeah, Trails of Cold Steel 3 is good.
It's very good. You know, I mentioned, whoa. I mentioned earlier, you know, that ending is incredible. I love New Class 7. They're so fun.
Kurt Vander.
Kurt Vander, Randy Orlando as a teacher.
Randy Orlando. Our first introduction to Randy Orlando.
I fell in love with him immediately.
Randolph Orlandoff.
Randolph Orlandoff.
What a dude.
What a dude. I got really attached to a lot of the students that we were dealing with. Like it was neat to see Rean and like how he was handling things post everything that's happened.
Yeah.
Which we then get again in Reverie, but you know, his decision to become a teacher is exciting and new, and like trying to see how he's dealing with like the guilt of certain things he's had to do at his peak. It's all good. It's all very good.
Good old Rean Schnauzer.
Rean Schnauzer, my boy, gonna go fishing.
He will go fishing. Unlike Daybreak One, games that have fishing. There is. We played that demo. Mm-hmm. I haven't finished that demo yet.
I have.
I got to like the chapter one split, and I was like, oh, I'll come back to this at some point. And I just haven't had time to go back to it yet. But yeah, they like introduced fishing immediately in that demo, and I was like, Alder's fishing in this demo.
I may or may not have made a fishing save file for the demo.
I figured as much. Did you get the fishing accessories in that? Because I know in like the prologue chapters, there's a fishing shop you can go to, and it's like, here's some fishing gloves or something.
Yeah, so I did in my main one. I need to like, honestly, probably what I'll do is take my fishing save and run back through some of it, get to shop, and then just drop all my money there instead of like buying things that I feel like are actually going to be helpful for me in the game.
Right, yeah, not buying all the food.
No, not buying food, just buying bait and the glove.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, we'll talk about Daybreak 2 at some point, but yeah.
At some point.
Fishing.
I
was very excited about that.
I love fishing. Okay, then there were two.
Two very different games.
Very, very different.
Very different games.
It's funny because one is actually like nearly entirely narrative, and the other one is more like exploration with like some narrative tied in.
Yeah, it's a lot of narrative with less gameplay and a lot of gameplay with less narrative.
Mm-hmm. Which, yeah. My voice cracked. What am I going to do here?
That's a great question. That's for you to decide. I mean, have you asked the kiddies what they think? They've never seen either of these games, so.
Nope, they have not.
They can't really give you an informed opinion, but you know, you could ask them. It could be your lifeline.
I mean, their favorite would be Metaphor Ray Fantasia because it's the only one they've seen.
True, it had a cat in it. They're like, there's a cat.
There's a cat. Wow. Okay.
Like, man, why'd you put it at 7? That's the only game we've seen on this list. Put it at 1.
What is wrong with you? Okay. Now I understand why you were struggling so much last week.
Uh-huh. Told you. There's no wrong answer here, of course, unless there actually is. And then, of course, there, you know, you got to get the right answer.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you remember that I have anxiety disorders?
I mean, I do as well, so.
I don't know. I'm just saying, do you remember?
No, this is news to me.
You're going to make me puke trying to think of which one I'm going to choose here.
Don't do that.
you're
going to be like a kitty today.
What?
And they're going to be like, man, you puked. Why'd you do that? Did you run headfirst into a door?
Full speed.
Maybe Ichi puked because he got a concussion.
Probably. Also, goblin. He eats too fast.
He also is just too speedy. He's too much energy.
No kidding.
Except when he doesn't have energy, he's just like drained and just like, I'm sleepy boy. It's gonna talk about the cast and distract you from this decision.
Right. I think I know what I'm gonna do.
All right.
And I think you're gonna be like, Al, really? And I'm going to be like, yeah, because that's where my brain is at right now. You may can ask me tomorrow, and it might be different.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
We're recording tonight, and I'm sitting here looking at the two. I think Breath of the Wild's going to go number 2.
I honestly, if I was in your shoes, that's the decision I would have made as well.
Have we talked about your 2, 3, 4 here, what you would have put?
No.
Okay, well, we'll go through my 1 through 8, and then we'll say how yours would differ. How's that?
Sure.
Okay, so number 1, I the Somnia Falls Nirvana Initiative.
Nirvana Initiative.
Nirvana, you know that band. Two, Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. Three, there's a lot of legend here. Legend of Heroes: Trails of Cold Steel. Three,
It's a lot of legends in order with
four,
each other.
Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. Five, Xenoblade Chronicles 2: Torna of the Golden Country. Six, Legend of Heroes: Trails of Cold Steel 4, you know, the one that is out of order with the legends. Seven, Metaphor Re Fantasio, and eight, Psychonauts 2.
Yeah.
That's what I'm sticking with for tonight.
Yeah, like our two games that overlap here, we basically have them in the same order.
Okay.
Or on mine, obviously that's not one and two on mine, but like I had I above right above Breath of the Wild, like just in concurrent order, so
Right.
very synced in that nature. Are you saying what might be my four out of like the four on here?
Like,
Or
what
in
would your
general?
ranking be here? Because you already mentioned what would be eight, seven, and six, right?
Yeah, I think so. Ooh, excuse me.
So what would one through
So
five
I had
be?
Trails of Cold Steel 3, Psychonauts 2, Metaphor. I think Torna goes at 5. I think that makes a lot
That
of
stays.
sense. Yeah. So that basically leaves the same top four, except Cold Steel 4 is in there instead of Cold Steel 3. Honestly, probably just the same top four, except you replace Cold Steel 3 and Cold Steel 4. Swap those out, and it's Tears of the Kingdom, Cold Steel 4, Breath of the Wild, Nirvana Initiative.
Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I think that makes sense.
I think it makes sense too. So there we go.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that it wasn't seven, because that would have been funny, but that's 8 years
It
of
would have
my
been
game of the year.
funnier, yeah.
But we couldn't leave 2024 off, because then it's not actually being accurate.
No. And you can't leave Breath of the Wild off because that would just be weird.
That would be weird, yeah. It's no, not allowing that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a solid list. It very much it feels like an owl list. Again, I think the only thing that's surprising on this is that Psychonauts 2 is at the bottom. Because you are a big Psychonauts fan and you were very much into that game, so I figured it would have been a little bit higher up on the list. But again, it is your list, not mine, so that is it. It just surprised me a tad bit. But yeah, other than that, a lot of this makes a ton of sense. I being at the top makes a lot of sense. Like you said last week, you think about that game a lot. Breath of the Wild being at two, yeah. I mean, we both were big fans of that game, so of course it would be there. You talked about how much you love the ending of Cold Steel 3 and like all the new characters, all the introductions in that. Randy Orlando, of course. Tears of the Kingdom again, you were a big fan of that. Does a lot of new stuff in that game and everything.
Has a
Torna the
fishing murder boat.
Great has a you can make a fishing murder boat. That is very true and look like just a serial killer on it. Torna's great, the better version of Xenoblade Chronicles 2,
I'll
maybe
agree with that.
the best Xenoblade Chronicles game. You could argue. I would argue maybe.
You could argue that, but I wouldn't agree with it. But is very top tier.
It's incredible. Trails of Cold Steel 4, like you said, I think it's better than 3 personally, but again, it's a very good one of those video games. And then the bottom two is, again, I think interesting placements. Like, I understand the metaphor placement here being, you don't want to go too deep into recency bias. It would be interesting to see how this would change if we did this like a year from now, where you would put metaphor
Yeah, I
in
agree.
particular. Because who knows where it would go? Like it will go up, it could go down. Who knows? And then Psychonauts 2 at the bottom again. Like I said, surprising that it's the bottom game. Doesn't mean it's like you said. We've said it doesn't mean it's terrible or anything. It's just the eighth best game out of eight very good best games.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you look at this list and you see, like, what's there, and you know me very well.
Yeah, it's hard to really get up past that like top five, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very hard to get past that top
Those
five.
are like very big heavy
I'd
hitters.
say it's hard to get past the top six.
Sure.
So, there's not a whole lot of places for it to go.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's unfair to put Metaphor at 8 because I did really, really like Metaphor, and I don't want to be like.
But again, like, you also really, really like Psychonauts. So it's not like you're saying, like, oh, I didn't like this game as much or
Oh,
anything, so. Yeah, yeah.
Psychonauts was great and did some really, really interesting things. And the fact that it even came back was fantastic. So good. Play Psychonauts 2.
But yeah, there's Owl's Game of the Year list. The top 8 Owl games of the year.
Make of that
Very
what you
Owl
will.
list. Very Owl coded list, because it's an Owl
It's so
list.
owl-coded.
Shocker.
What? I made a
I
list that's
know.
very coded for me?
I
What? Who
know.
could have seen this coming?
Who could have seen this coming?
Not me.
But yeah, that's gonna do it for us this week. Yippee.
Yippee!
So if you'd like more from us, sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, we're trying to figure out, like, I'm trying to wrap up some stuff gameplay wise and everything, so we'll see what happens next week. But I am making efforts.
Yes, we're both making efforts. But yeah, if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sscc.cool, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Jared Now Watch. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky at seasonalanimecheckup.com. You can buy our books, 20 Shiny Moment, Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. Buy us a slice of pizza, get access to unedited versions of the podcast early, our monthly exclusive Patreon podcast, which I guess because this is the first episode of February, we do have the latest episode of that out, the January episode. Of course, it was Al's choice for January, and she decided that we had to celebrate the greatest holiday of January, and that is, of course, it's Jar Jar January.
Jar Jar
So
January.
we had to watch Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace, to celebrate Jar Jar January. So yes, that'll be up on the Patreon by the time you hear this. So look and listen to that and hear our thoughts about that movie. It sure is a movie.
Sure as a film.
That sure is a film that I watched for the first time.
I still can't believe that was your first time.
Yeah. There you go. So you can listen to that and all of our other episodes we've done over the past year, and there's a bunch of other bonus stuff on the on the Patreon as well. Excuse me. Like I said, next week we'll figure out something else to talk about. Like Al said, she is playing through a bunch of stuff. I'm playing through some stuff. That Niji movie came out, so maybe it'll get subtitled and we can watch that and talk about that maybe or something else entirely. Who knows? We'll figure it out as we always do.